early estimates right now is we've probably lost about 60 to 75% of our food.
That was Dee Dee Flounlecker, the executive director of Mana Food Pantries, on the morning of May 1st, 2014, outside of Mana's Gonzales Street headquarters. In addition to the loss of food, the buildings were unsafe and unusable.
Unfortunately, all pantry services are currently suspended.
Mana was back up and operating less than 6 months later, using donated building trailers as offices and about half of their warehouse space. But the long-term plan has always been to move into a new location, one that is well out of the flood zone. After some delays and false starts, the nonprofit has started construction at its new location.
3030 Northeast Street between Tahar and Leonard Street. Perfect location for us.
The building is the former Pensacola Mill Supply location, and at 23,000 square feet, it's about half again as big as Mana's current location before the flood, and it's all under one roof.
For the first time in decades, we're going to be able to have our organization, all our functions, all our business under one roof. So this is going to give us a whole lot more space, which is very exciting because it'll enable us to do a lot more things than we're able to do right now or that we've ever been able to do before.
The building on East Street has been unoccupied for some time and already has been gutted from the inside. The roof will need to be replaced and interior offices and facilities need to be constructed.
There's some work that's got to be done, but, you know, Bob, we looked at 55 plus properties over about 2 year time period before we found this one. And we just felt like this one fit so many parts of our criteria, and it just felt like home when we walked in.
While the building is a single story, it has two levels. The upper section will be warehouse space with room for a lot more food than can be stored at Mana's current location. There will also be two large freezer units installed on that upper level. The lower level will be custom built so Mana's employees and volunteers can assist clients. Flounlecker says construction on that part of the interior is set to begin.
We're going to have a conference room, training room area here, where we'll be able to have our partners come in and do classes if they want to enhance the experience that our clients are having when they come in and receive food. But we'll also more than triple the space, at least triple the space of our client service delivery area. Right now, we're really just smashed into a very small room where our volunteers are interviewing clients and taking care of them. We'll also have space for visiting agencies who can be here and help out our clients and offer a more holistic approach to problems as opposed to simply focusing on food. Food's important. Don't get me wrong, but in reality, we know that that doesn't solve your long-term problems, and so that's why we're doing more work with agencies in our community, collaborating and bringing all of us together to try to do those wraparound services for clients in need.
Dee Dee Flounlecker says Mana has come a long way since that very wet morning 3 years ago. She says she never lost faith that they would come back from the flood.
I knew that we would come back from it, and we would come back stronger, and I knew that because I know this community. I know what an amazing community it is. So we had to find a new place to live, and we finally found it here at 3030. We launched our public phase of our capital campaign in March, as a matter of fact. Our goal for a public phase is to raise about $250,000. We've already raised a little over $1 million, and we need to raise another $250,000. And so we're asking the public to please consider making a contribution of any kind. And you know what, Bob? It really doesn't matter how much it is, but it's all about helping us get over here and get in this building.
Flounlecker says the Bear Family Foundation has donated $375,000 to the capital campaign. Gulf Winds Credit Union has partnered with other area credit unions to donate $200,000, and the Kahn Family Foundation has made what she calls a significant contribution to the building project.
As I tell everybody, you know, Mana's not a building. I mean, we're not. Mana's not even really food. Mana is people who need our help every day, who come to us from all places around our community. Last year, we gave away nearly $500,000 of food. Well, gosh, that doesn't happen, you know, overnight. And it happens. You got to have a place to store it safely. And you've got to have a place to also put it all together and get it distributed. And so this building is really important for us to get in here so we can, again, take our organization to the next step.
If all goes according to plan, Mana Food Pantries will be operating out of the 3030 East Street location this September. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.